Well, Adam Gladstone, new to Major League Baseball this year, the ability to challenge a call on the field by an umpire using instant replay. And you are the Orioles replay coordinator. You are the guru of everything replay. Let's first get a basis as to what it is you're doing in your replay room and how you relay that information to Buck.
Sure. Major League Baseball this year approved instant replay, and they have provided a standard operating mechanism where we have two video screens with up to 15 camera angles that provide us a look of every play. And we get those camera angles from the home side, from Masson, whoever the visiting side broadcast organization is. And then if there's a nationally televised game and that component is thrown into, we get up to three angles from them as well. So we take those angles, and in a timely fashion, I have the ability to take a look at the play, slow it down as quickly as I can, and then be able to then give basically John Russell information, because at that point, if there's a close play, Buck's first move is going to be to go out and talk to the umpire, which he's asking the umpire what he saw. It's buying myself and JR some time to take a look at those angles. And if we can get a clear and concise look at the call, and if it's different than what the umpire called, then we have the ability, or we have the Buck has the ability to challenge that call and see if it can be overturned.
Okay, we're 21 games into the season. Buck has a grand total of one challenge. So that tells me you are guiding him against challenges, not to lose them unnecessarily.
Absolutely. And the funny thing is, everybody says, wow, you have a lot of responsibility because you're challenging plays. Let's, you know, to make it as clear as and concise, Buck's the one that challenges the play. All he's doing is taking the information that I'm giving to JR and then determining from that information should he challenge. And I am telling him, hey, listen, yes, you know what? When we had that play in Boston with Nelson at first base, yes, we had a good angle that showed that the umpire made an incorrect call. Every other time, we're probably talking five or six times a game, and we're determining whether or not we get that clear and concise look. And up until that point in Boston, we have not had that clear and concise look that would have overturned a call.
You went to umpiring school. You had aspirations to be an umpire, spent 4 years as a minor league umpire. How much does that help you think like what the umpires are doing, or maybe think unlike what they're seeing to try to reverse the call if necessary?
I am really umpiring the game. Once that first pitch is thrown, I'm umpiring that game along with these guys. And I revert back to what I learned at umpire school in terms of some of the terminology of pause, reading, and reacting. When a call is made, I'm putting myself in their shoes as to why they made that call. And look, I did it for 4 years professionally, and I may have missed a call every now and then. So if I can say to myself, hey, listen, he missed that call because of this, and I now have the ability to go back and get that corrected, then that's exactly what we're doing. But I'm umpiring the game along with these guys. Look, there's four guys out there that are part of one of the most 68 highly trained professionals in the world because they're at the major league level. Those guys are pretty good at what they do. So when there's a mistake, I'm there to say, hey, listen, we've got clear and concise evidence that shows that that mistake was making.
And today, Major League Baseball, with a lot of controversy going on the first 3 weeks of the season, they changed the transfer rule, which cost the Orioles a game in Boston, coincidentally, on a Ryan Flaherty play. Now, knowing what the rule is today versus what it was last Sunday when that happened, did you have evidence that would have overturned that had the rule been in place?
Absolutely. We would have challenged that play with Ryan, and also that first Friday game in Detroit. The same thing happened with Steve Lombardozzi going into second base. Detroit challenged that play. It was the same exact play with Ryan. They lost their challenge, so they would have won that challenge at that point as well. So, you know, everything washes out in the end. But absolutely, based on what the challenge now states, or what the memo from Major League Baseball now states, those plays at second base must show a clear catch, a touch of second base, and then voluntary release. So we're going to revert back to how the game was played every day up until the beginning of this Major League Baseball season.
I'll say, so 100 years of transfer plays that were legal all of a sudden now are legal again, and that's one less thing you have to worry about.
Absolutely, and those are the toughest things where you have plays like that where Ryan knows he caught that ball at second base. He clearly touched second base. He had possession of the baseball. He took a stride or two to first base. He went into his glove and dropped the ball. I'm glad we're getting back to the point where we're not impacting the fact that he made a good play initially and he was trying to make an even better play, we're going back and making sure we get the first out.
All right, well, so far so good. You're 1-for-1. Keep it going and have a good year.
Thank you very much.